Hello and welcome once again to Nikonian's News Flash. Today is the 9th of September, 2006, and I'm your host, Jessica Odell. First up, most important, is the winner of part two of my t-shirt giveaway contest. William Dickerson, it's all you this week. Now, I have to admit that it wasn't about bribery this week. It wasn't about well, pretty much anything other than the amazing transformation from walking into the shop to get a D50 and walking out with a full D200 kit. So that's NAS winning out. The rest of you folks who entered the contest still had fantastic stories about NAS and made me look like a very, very strong person for not buying into so much of that, although I do have my next purchase planned for a new lens. I just have to pick the right one, get it ordered, and get it shipped. Thankfully, it's my birthday present, so money is not an issue. Makes me happy. So, William, if you want to send me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org with your mailing address and the t-shirt size you would like. I think we have medium through extra large or double extra large. Just fire me off an email and I will get one shipped out to you as soon as possible. Tune in and keep listening for the next installment of the contest, which will be at the end of the program today. I'm still trying to shake my cold, so bear with me. So, in the news, we have new software from ArcSoft. Photo Studio Darkroom information can be found at Macworld. So get the info from Macworld about this new non-destructive RAW editing software for Nikon, Canon, and Panasonic cameras. And I'll throw that link into the blog for you guys. Looks pretty interesting, and it runs at just under $100. So seems to be fairly competitive price-wise as well. Also, really cool, I have to talk about this one, is the photo archives from the Smithsonian are now online. Their Smithsonian Photography Initiative is wicked cool. Now, the site's not that user-friendly. You gotta get used to how to search for pictures, but there are about 13 million photos from all of the different Smithsonian Institute organizations. Break it down however you feel like, but you can search for just about anything. And the cool thing is you can set up your own little sequences, so you can have little slideshows, and you can tag photos that you like, so you can share that with your friends, and they can go see what you found interesting, and they can tell you what they found interesting. So I'll throw that link in into the blog for you guys. And just I sat there for quite some time clicking through all of the different search engines. You can be very, very broad and say, I want pictures of animals, or you can get into some very specifics and search for maybe a picture you saw in a gallery somewhere. If you can't remember the exact picture, but you know what it was about, if you know the exact gallery, give it a try. You might be able to bring that up on your computer for you. I would just recommend that if you've got dial-up, you might want to find someone with broadband and use their computer for a while, because there is a big, big wait time if you don't have decent speed, but the picture quality is fantastic. So, on to the forums. I'd just like to let you guys know that the Nikonians Cafe, if you have not already seen it, is now multilingual. We have individual cafes in Dutch, German, Spanish, Filipino, as well as in English. So, if you're more comfortable in one of those other languages to chat about Nikonian's Cafe topics, which can be, well, as we've seen, just about anything. Why don't you look for one of those? I'll throw the main link in there for you guys so you can click on to the main page that has all of the different cafes listed and check it out and chat with folks in different languages. Now, it's been a while since I've talked about the Photographer of the Year. contests for 2006. Segment 4 just closed. That was closed at the end of August. But the new segment is up and running. Unfortunately, I don't have winners yet. But I'll be keeping my eye out for those and announce those as soon as I can. Segment 5 is now open through October the 31st. That's you have until Halloween to upload pictures. The categories of this segment are pets, still life, and nighttime. So if you have anything that fits those categories, why don't you go ahead, enter our contest, and see what comes of it. There's always a lot of great pictures on there, and even if you don't have anything to enter, it's a good way to get a look at what other people are doing in those particular areas. Again, segment 5 of the Photographer of the Year 2006 contest is open through Halloween. On to, let's see, the Image Sharing and Post Pictures Forum. There is an online photo assignment for September. This one's all about motion, action, and speed. And some of the pictures already up in the assignment are really kind of cool. And even if you're not so great, this is a good opportunity to play with this kind of photography. There's a lot of good tips and hints on the contest or the assignment, as it were, already. So you can take a look at what some other people have done and grab your camera and go out and try to get an action shot. There's, kids swimming and kids on swings and, what were some of the other ones? I think there was a cheerleading dance competition practice. Great shot of backflips. The girls all exactly kind of parallel to the ground in midair, and I thought that was just really cool, not only from a photography point of view, but from the coordination of the girls as well. So check that out and get into those assignments. Somewhere I haven't ventured recently, since I'm a digital user, is the film and film processing forums. So I was looking around in the community and found the Color Slide and Print Film Forum and came across a compilation of good labs. Basically, you shoot film, you're in a new area maybe, you want to get some stuff developed. There are now three sets of lists, there's three threads of good photo labs out there that people recommend in different areas. So if you're looking for a good lab, why don't you check out the lists of good labs? And if you can't find one or two, check out the archives of that forum as well, and you might be able to go back and dig up what other people have already written in. Now, on to resources. I try to hit this every now and again, and let you guys know, and ladies, of course, what's out there that maybe you haven't stumbled across in the community. And as I was clicking around the forum, I found something that caught my eye and struck me as a little bit odd for photography. It's called Brief Love Story by our own JRP. And the reason this caught my eye is I've been helping my mother with her own stories, which are actually romance mysteries. And so that just kind of jumped out at me. And it's a really awesome little story. Not about romance in the traditional sense, but it's all about cameras. So check that out in the resources section. I'll put the link up for you. And it's just a great little story. And full of all sorts of cool, interesting information going back a couple of decades into camera bodies, and I'm sure you'll find it really interesting. Now, this is what you guys have been waiting for, I know. What am I gonna do this week to give away a t-shirt? Now, I've asked you guys to tell me why you need one, and I've asked you to come up with your best NAS story. Now, I've gotten some great entries, and I wish I could give everybody a t-shirt, but I have to be a little bit picky. And I was sitting there trying to figure out what on earth I could have you guys do that wasn't too terribly time-consuming to get you to enter my silly little contest and win yourself a free Nikonians t-shirt. So what I thought was that I would ask you to tell me your best use for said Nikonian's t-shirt. Where would you wear it? To what kind of function? To what kind of event? In what kind of situation? Impress me, surprise me. Now, granted, this is you are wearing the t-shirt, so keep it clean. And please, if you've already entered and you have not won a t-shirt, please by all means enter again. And I'm going to clue you in on the contest for next week. And next week's contest requires that you've already entered the contest, because I'm going to pick the second best story from all 3 weeks next week. So if you haven't entered, please enter this week and you might find yourself with two chances to win. And if you've already entered and you enter again this week, that means you have double the chances as well, because I will look at each entry individually. So send me an email at newsflash@nikonians.org and tell me your best use for a Nikonians t-shirt, and I will announce the winner next week, and the following week we'll have the final winner of the final t-shirt until I come up with another crazy contest and want some fun giveaways. So thank you for tuning in. Once again, this has been Nikonian's News Flash. I'm your host, Jessica Odell. Drop me a line at newsflash@nikonians.org or give us feedback for all the podcasts at the community in our podcast feedback forum. Thanks for listening, and I'll be with you again next week.